all those schools that appeared on the list, most of those schools are not failing. So we would say if your overall building grade is an A, B, C, or D, you are not Ed Choice eligible. That would be that way for 3 years.
Dolan says during that time, lawmakers can make changes, such as potentially dropping the A through F grading system on report cards for school buildings and districts. His amendment would also state that incoming ninth graders at private high schools would be the only ones eligible for Ed Choice vouchers if they haven't attended public schools, not sophomores, juniors, or seniors. The deal puts $10 million in state funds toward that. And it would expand income-based vouchers, which the state pays for, to 250% of the federal poverty level, around $50,000 a year for a family of four. Dolan suggests this was a compromise with those lawmakers who wanted to expand to higher income levels and families who expected to be eligible for EdChoice. As that deal was circulating among lawmakers, some EdChoice families gathered for a press conference to share their concerns about changing the program. Andrea De La Roca is from Toledo and has three kids in Catholic school.
Faith for us is very important. So without a scholarship, I really don't know what I would do. Of course, I would try my best to keep them where they are because they are accustomed to that environment, but it will be extremely difficult.
15-year-old Joy Wilhoit goes to a Christian school in Columbus.
I want my family to be happy, and I don't want my education to be a burden to them. I want it to be like, I want it to be a flower. I want it to be a bud for them that when I bloom and grow and go to college, that someday I can make an impact on other kids in the future.
Brian Holbrook lives in Seven Hills in Northeast Ohio, but his three kids would go to Parma City schools. With Ed Choice, they go to a Catholic high school.
The important thing was is we went without. I went with holes in my underwear because I didn't want my wife to have to work and put my kids in a daycare. Ed Choice allows me the opportunity to keep my kids together.
The group was brought to the State House by the conservative Citizens for Community Values, a longtime supporter of vouchers. President Aaron Baer says the group is looking at all options, including a lawsuit, if there's any change to the Ed Choice program.
Lawmakers still have the ability to just do the right thing, let the program go in as they promised. We're willing to work with lawmakers down the line, but to take it away right now in the middle of the application period when parents are already starting to apply to schools and then are soon going to be applying to for the EdChoice voucher, it's highway robbery.
Senator Matt Dolan says legal action can be considered by anyone, and he understands the frustration of families who may have wanted to take advantage of the EdChoice program, which he supports.
And while I feel for those particular families, the damage of saying all those schools are failing will do much more harm to the state as a whole than the unfortunate of the few families who may not be able to get an Ed Choice scholarship.
Dolan's amendment would be attached to a House-passed bipartisan bill that would help with the transfer of coursework between universities and establish a standard for general higher education courses. If the EdChoice program remains as is, there will be a 381% increase over 3 years in the number of public school buildings where students qualify for EdChoice vouchers. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.